Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, December 13th. I'm Mark Daniels. Packers and Cowboys in a big NFC matchup Sunday in Dallas, and still a lot of conversation regarding the availability of Aaron Rodgers. He has practiced each of the last 2 weeks on a limited basis, worked again in pads on Thursday, afterwards met reporters.
Yeah, you know, I feel a little better than last week. A week to relax a little bit over the weekend, I think helped, and feeling a little bit better out there.
ESPN reporting Rodgers has another scan on the broken left collarbone scheduled on Friday. Rodgers nor Mike McCarthy would confirm it, and Aaron did say it's not going to come down to a game-time decision on Sunday.
Like I said last week, when I knew it wasn't going to happen, it's not fair to Matt to draw this out to the game. Now, that happened back in 2008 when I was doubtful, but came in Sunday and was able to play. If I'm going to play Sunday, I'm going to need to take the majority of the reps tomorrow.
And that will be today. Meanwhile, the Packers got to get ready for a Cowboy team that is 7-6, one game behind Philly in the NFC East. Packers 6-6-1, half game behind both the Bears and the Lions in the North Division. Defensive tackle Ryan Pickett says, yeah, we're traveling to Texas for some high-stakes poker.
It's always difficult when you're on the road, but we're both in pretty desperate situations, so we both need this win, so it's going to be a good game.
It's a 3:25 kickoff in Dallas. The final Thursday night game of the season had the San Diego Chargers go into Denver and end the Broncos' 14-game home field winning streak. 27-20 the final score. Phillip Rivers, a couple of touchdown passes to Keenan Allen in the victory. Allen said it was a solid offensive night.
You know, we came out and imposed our will on these guys tonight with the run game. Ryan played big tonight. The O-line played big tonight. Phillip tonight. So I feel like we had a great team win.
Peyton Manning throws two touchdown passes in the loss, but he also had a key interception in the fourth quarter and said the Chargers earned this one.
We just didn't play as well, didn't stay on the field, didn't have the ball much. When we had it, though, we didn't do enough with it. So give San Diego credit. They played better than we did.
11-3, the record now for Denver. San Diego keeps their wild card hopes alive at 7-7. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Chicago Bears have gone back to Jay Cutler. He missed a month with injuries, but was named the starter for Sunday's game against Cleveland.
Oh, it is good to be back. A month out is long. Long time, so it felt good to get back out there with the guys and get rolling.
Josh McCown has kept the Bears rolling, playing very well in Cutler's absence. In college football, postseason awards were handed out at a ceremony at Disney World in Florida on Thursday night in Pittsburgh. Panther defensive tackle Aaron Donald was the big winner. He took home the Chuck Bednarik Award as the nation's top defensive player, also grabbed the Outland Trophy as the top interior lineman, the Lombardi Trophy, Nagurski Trophy, all won by Donald. H.A. McCarron, Alabama quarterback, named the Maxwell Award winner. Jameis Winston of Florida State, Davey O'Brien Award as the top running back, also the Walter Camp Award. And Winston also considered the favorite for the Heisman Trophy, which will be presented in New York on Saturday night. To the NBA, where the Brooklyn Nets beat the Los Angeles Clippers 102-93. Nets 3-0 since Deron Williams returned to the lineup. Portland Trailblazers over the Houston Rockets 111-104. Monster game for LaMarcus Aldridge, pouring in 31 points with 25 rebounds.
It's a blessing, you know. You know, I'm just blessed, and, you know, I thought, you know, tonight it was needed, and I just felt good, you know, going down the stretch, and, you know, I'm just trying to do, you know, anything to win games right now.
Dwight Howard had 32 points, 17 rebounds in the loss. The Milwaukee Bucks return to the Bradley Center on Friday night. They'll be hosting the Chicago Bulls. In the National Hockey League, it was Columbus 4, the New York Rangers 2. Philadelphia gets by Montreal 2-1. Ottawa 2-1 winner over Buffalo. It took a shootout for the Tampa Bay Lightning to beat Detroit 2-1. St. Louis doubled up Toronto by a score of 6-3. Nashville over Dallas 3-1. San Jose beat Minnesota 3-1. Joe Pavelski, the pride of Plover, Wisconsin, with a couple of goals for the Sharks in the victory. And he said, we still have room for improvement.
We got the first couple. That third goal is big for us. Gave us a little bit more of a cushion. We haven't been able to find that third one lately. And still definitely like to forecheck a little bit more and play at the puck more in third. So it's a big win for us, though. We had to get this one.
Colorado beat Winnipeg 4-3 in a shootout. Calgary knocked off Carolina 2-1 in overtime. Phoenix 6, the Islanders 3, and Boston a 4-2 win over the Edmonton Oilers. Green Bay Gamblers on the road for a pair of games. They'll take on the Des Moines Buccaneers on the road Friday and Saturday night. The Rule 5 baseball draft was held to wrap up the winter meetings in Florida. And the Texas Rangers with an interesting pick, taking Seattle Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson. Former Wisconsin Badger was available in the Rule 5 draft after playing two seasons in the minor league system of the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee Brewers take three players in the Rule 5 draft. Wei Chung Wang, a 21-year-old left-handed pitcher who was in the Pittsburgh Pirates AAA system. Kevin Madison, a center fielder in the Marlins system. And third baseman Vinny Catricala from the Oakland A's. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.